This is 7AD. All right, Sheffield, your Christmas parade is coming up this Friday night down the main street. To tell us more, from the Lions Club, Don Thwaites. Hello.
G'day. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Great.
So what time's the parade starting, Don?
Parade will kick off at 6 o'clock from the Tandara, the aged care home, and I guess it'll be 5 past by the time it gets into Main Street. And, yeah, we're very excited to be putting it on, first time in 3 years.
Yeah.
So,
good point.
Yep.
So how many floats have you got organised, roughly?
So far, and they're still coming in, so far we've got a dozen, and we've got a number of, let's say, vehicles that celebrate farming. We call it tractors.
Yeah.
And we've got a number of those, and going from very old to very new, and that should be quite a show in itself. And I love the way our emergency services volunteers get into it as well. So we've got ambulance vehicles and fire service vehicles, and you know, our SES, fantastic Kentish SES, they're doing the road closures. They're a great group.
Oh, look, and they've had a really big year too, those boys and girls from the Kentish SES, with, you know, the storms not so long ago with power lines and trees and all of that.
Yes, you're absolutely right. When we flooded again in October, they were on duty, and I dropped in to see them one night, and they were getting ready to door knock along streets that they thought would be affected.
Christmas parades like this give the community an opportunity to say, you know, not only enjoy the Christmas season, but say thank you to people like the SES, you know?
Yes, you're very right about that. So the parade will come down the main street, and we'll have a couple of commentators, including our mayor, Kate Haberley,
right,
and telling everyone in the audience. And we hope to get, 500 or 600 people lining the streets there. The parade will go round and come back again through that tiny bit of town before it goes to the park, where the Lions Club will have a sausage sizzle. Santa will be there, and there's fairy floss and ice creams and coffee and hot chocolate, and it's a great gathering point there in the park. You know, you can bump into people that you haven't seen all year, if you like. and the kids run amok. They have a wonderful time. They're just so excited.
That's what it's all about. And they'll get to meet Santa there, of course, as well. now, just back to the floats. Now, you said you got about a dozen or so. So you still, you know, people can still put a float in if they want?
Yes, indeed. They can join us. It's a very simple process. There's a form on our website, or if you absolutely can't find it, come and we'll give you one on the night. So no formalities here, but we're all about safety.
Yeah.
And we've just got to make sure that people are safe and they've got a festive message with their float, and they're in.
Yep. I'm just looking at the weather forecast here for Friday.
It's not bad.
And it's fine, partly cloudy for Sheffield.
It's not bad at all. Yeah, that's right. So we've been plagued with winds lately, and I'm hoping that they can hang off for a little while on Friday night.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Dale. Good on you. See ya.